Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Hey gang, this is Zach. I'm here with Laura. You're listening to Marriage Therapy Radio. This is an episode that we recorded about a week ago when we knew a lot less about the coronavirus than we do now. In fact, during the podcast, we tried to not talk about it, or at least to provide some levity in the midst of the conversation. And that's just proving harder and harder. And we know that that can take its toll on families and marriages, you know, especially as the country and the world are calling for things like social isolation and self-quarantine and staying in your houses. And so we wanted to provide as much relief as possible. So we're going to do a couple things. The first thing we're doing is we're making Marriage in Motion, the video course that we created, available. And we're keeping all the coupons. So if you use the coupon 2020, I think it'll take $97 off. If you use the coupon COVID, it'll take $200 off. And if you need it to be free, just type in free and you can have the course, access to the course for you to use at your discretion. While you're in your homes and needing to focus on your relationships. The other thing that we're going to do is, when people are stuck in their houses and when depression and anxiety are present, it can be especially traumatic. And it can be even more so if people are stuck in houses where domestic violence is already present. For some people, this is really terrifying. So what we're going to do with the Marriage in Motion course is we're going to donate about 50% of our profits to the National Domestic Violence Hotline. So if you pay full price, you know, we can spend more of that money over to the hotline. If you use the coupons, please know that we're still going to shuffle some of that money in that direction. And if you need it for free, take it for free. But also understand that we're not trying to make a bunch of money here. We're trying to direct funds where they should go. And if you don't need a course and you want to be of help in this particular way, then go ahead and make your own donation to the hotline. You can reach them at thehotline.org. And the last thing I'll say is we know as well that there are lots and lots of people in need during this time and that there's lots of places that you can send your money. This just happens to be one that we care about right now. So we're going to be looking for ways to support that. In fact, I think we may try and host a sort of a pay what you can webinar for the same purpose, both for you to be able to connect and also for us to be able to shuffle some money into the right direction. So, you know, for now, stay safe, stay sane. And if you need to reach out to us, you can always send us an email at info@forbetter.us. And if you want to stay on top of what we're doing, you can always make sure we have your info, your email address by going to marriagetherapyradio.com. I think there's a pop-up window where you can enter your own email and we can let you know about anything that's rolling out, whether it's webinars or just words of encouragement or stories from other people like you. But again, stay safe and sane. This is a cool conversation. Stick around. You went to Costco?
I did go to Costco. I went from not fearing coronavirus to like going through a panic of calling Delta and canceling every single one of my flights coming up this month, and then canceling all the business trips, and then calling my mother-in-law and telling her that she should cancel all of her things. And then I was at Costco when I opened this morning. So I flipped a switch in one day. I went from, okay, I'm going to survive, to we're all going to die.
Well, everybody flipped a switch in one day. They canceled the NBA.
Yeah.
Heck, Tom Hanks even has it.
That's exactly it. When you hear that Tom Hanks has coronavirus, and then I'm like, all right, it's go time. If Tom Hanks has it, it's go time. By the way, he's one of my very favorite actors.
Yeah.
Yeah. But you're not worried about it. Why are you not worried? You are in the Mecca of the United States coronavirus scare.
I just don't have the energy to be worried about it, frankly. I mean, and it's just a thing. Like in my life, I just don't do fear. Like I do anger pretty well. I'm pretty angry all the time. but I don't do fear. And, you know, in my house, my wife is, she's definitely like super anxious about it, mostly because she's on Facebook and I'm not on Facebook anymore. So I don't, I'm not like watching people freak out.
Your fake but news. Yeah.
The kid, you know, kids' schools are canceled now for next 3 weeks and soccer's done. You know,
so that's the thing is they just shut down. You're in the school district that they shut down, right?
Well, they've shut down four or five of them around us. So Yeah.
So they're shutting school districts down and you're home for 3 weeks. But I also know that it's more like it could be 5 or 6 weeks. And that's the thing that I think is hilarious is that you are not freaking out because I would be in a closet with a bottle of wine at this point if I was in your demographic.
I mean, no? I'm at my desk with a bottle of.
No, you're not.
And the other thing I do is, for better or for worse, I go to humor. Like in my house, mm-hmm. we're not even calling it the coronavirus. I'm not anyway. It's just the zombie apocalypse.
Right.
So every time we talk about it, I just talk about the zombie apocalypse. Yeah. But you're not. I mean, but I do think that to be legit, this is our kids' 9/11, frankly. Like this is the thing they're going to remember and look back and go, this is where I was, or this is what we did during the coronavirus scare, the zombie apocalypse. This is how we managed because and everybody has their story about 9/11 or the OJ thing. I don't know. You're probably too young to have an OJ story.
No, I have an OJ story. I remember where I was at. I was in North Dakota on a family reunion. And we were all gathered around the television like crazy people. And I was young. I was probably early elementary school, but I still remember it.
Do you remember my fun piece of trivia about the OJ thing?
No.
Rebecca and I's very first argument that we ever had in our relationship was about whether or not OJ did it.
Really? Yep. And what sides were you on?
Oh, come on.
So I can decide who I like.
You could probably guess. Of course he did it.
Okay. So you're like, oh, he definitely did it. 100%.
Yeah. And she was like, I trust the legal system. The legal system found him innocent. So he didn't do it. Wow. And I was like, this is crazy. I can't believe I'm dating you right now. But,
But anyway, you continued.
Yeah. We did. Yeah. We kept it going. Here's another fun fact about it. The Bronco chase was on my birthday.
Uh-huh.
And the verdict was on Rebecca's birthday. They were a year or so apart, but,
interesting.
Yeah. I'm forever tied to the OJ Simpson saga.
You are. Yeah. You're right. The kids are definitely going to remember this.
Wait, I have another piece of fun trivia about this, to be honest. I don't think the Bronco chase was on my birthday, but I remember where I was watching it, which was at Hooters. I went to Hooters on my 21st birthday. I never had a drop of alcohol before. I was 21, and my friend took me to Hooters, and that's where we finished the night. But listen to this. They had this
that's
thing
a
called
good a friend. That's yeah. a good friend.
It was my friend and my girlfriend at the time, so I had the bases covered. But they had this thing called a Hooter Shooter, which is let me see if I can remember. It's 2 ounces of Budweiser, some Tabasco sauce, some horseradish, an oyster,
and something else.
Oyster.
An oyster?
Oyster. What is it? Oyster?
Oyster.
Oyster.
Did you seriously just...
It doesn't rhyme with moisture?
Oyster does not rhyme with moisture. No. I'm so happy that there's one thing that I get to make fun of you for the way that you
oyster.
Say it.
Anyway. Yeah. That's how I rang in my 21st birthday.
I mean, that sounds pretty good.
Hey there, I wanted to invite you to join Zach and myself for a unique opportunity to learn, laugh, and gain powerful, tangible skills for reigniting the fire in your relationship. Interact directly with the two of us through Q&A as we guide you along the Spark Blueprint for deeper intimacy. Look, if you can't make the live event, and obviously I'm talking about a virtual live event, there's no problem at all. You will receive a video recording so you can watch, rewatch, and share with your partner. We're also going to include a downloadable PDF to guide you along your way long after our event has ended. For your convenience, we have created 2 live events in the same week, hoping that you can make it to at least one of them. We've got it coming up on Tuesday, April 21st at 9 o'clock a.m. Pacific Standard Time, and again on Thursday, April 23rd at 4:30 Pacific Standard Time. Look, we're going to be capping the registration so that we can keep this an intimate experience. So we're hoping that you would register sooner rather than later. All you have to do is go to our website, marriagetherapyradio.com. At the top, there's a tab called products. Just scroll down to the bottom and sign up for our Spark Live event. Can't wait to meet you then.
Here's the thing that's going on right now. Like, this is Marriage Therapy Radio, and we always talk about relationships and whatnot, but literally the only thing that's happening right now, the only thing anybody's talking about is this thing. So it's refreshing.
The zombie apocalypse.
Yeah. So, I don't know like where you, like what's going to be the best use of our time today, but it feels like I want to be able to offer some kind of, reprieve. So do we have something besides the zombie apocalypse to talk about?
Well, I mean, I had a tie-in as to, because I had this experience where, you know, last night I'm sitting there with my husband.
We were supposed to get our pictures taken tomorrow. I was looking forward to that.
I was too. I know. I mean, I really was. And I've been taking care of my skin and got my nails done and wanted to look pretty for these pictures. And now I'm not coming to Seattle. So
we hired a photographer. You guys that are listening, we actually hired a photographer who was going to make us look really, really good.
Yes. Yeah.
We don't know what we're going to do with the pictures, but we were ready.
Because let me tell you, folks, we have one photograph of us together, and it's not even a photograph. I'm almost certain it's a screen grab of a still shot when we were filming back in the day. And I think it's me picking my teeth and Zach looking stone cold straight ahead. And that's the only photo that we have of the two of us together. So we decided, because we're such a big deal, we should probably have a photographer take pretty pictures.
That was also 4 years ago.
That's true. That is true.
Yeah, I'm much more weathered than I was 4 years ago. The zombie apocalypse has taken its toll on my.
So the thing that I was thinking about was when I shifted and I turned to my husband. I'm laying in bed and I said, "Honey, I just don't know if this is worth it. I don't know if I should go on these business trips." And by the way, I am a workaholic. I love to leave on business trips. It's one of my favorite things to do. I'm gone for 2 days. I love doing what I'm doing, teaching or hosting workshops, whatever it might be. And my husband turned to me and he looked at me and he said, "Then don't do it. Let's cancel right now." And here's the tie-in. The tie-in is that in just that one moment of me saying, "Babe, I don't think this is a smart decision. I don't think I should do this." He 100% heard me. And then he just said, "Great. All right." I mean, like, he didn't argue. He didn't ask for further clarification. He did exactly what I wanted him to do, which was, "You're right. Then cancel. There's no reason why you should go on these business trips. I care too much about you and your health and this family." And then in that moment, he said, "Well, if you're not going, I'm not going." And he canceled his business trips. And I have never, not never, that's an exaggeration, which I would never exaggerate. But
never. I never speak hyperbolically.
It really felt amazing to me to have us align so quickly. And then from there, come up with like a game plan. And it was actually kind of a fun conversation. If you're looking for a way to use coronavirus as a way to like deepen your intimacy, folks, one way is I think you could use this as an opportunity to have kind of a fun conversation, somewhat fun, but maybe perhaps realistic. And I said, "So what are we going to do? Are we going to like take the camper out and park it in the middle of nowhere so that we have zero contact with anybody else? Is that our go-to plan?" And he was like, "Absolutely, 100%. You best be hitting Costco tomorrow. Go load up on that toilet paper because we're going to load it up in the trailer and go drive it out in the boonies." But it was just kind of a fun way to open the conversation up in sort of a hypothetical situation, but at the same time, kind of come up with some game plans.
Yeah, I mean, what you're talking about is a really powerful what we would call turning toward. Like he just he sort of suspended his agenda, whatever it was,
yeah.
Whether it was fear, anger, insecurity, nonchalance, and just said, "Hey, I hear you. I got you."
And totally. I think
that's something I can learn from, because I think Rebecca asked me the same question this morning. She's like, "What are we going to do? Are we going to like?" Yeah. And I was like, "I don't know. I don't care. I'm not."
Yeah.
You know, and I didn't do what I think Ryan did. That she was probably needing. So maybe I should do that later.
Okay. And you can do a redo. 100%. You can do a redo.
I have my own version of this. And can I tell you about this too? Because I think
I would love to hear it.
It's actually interesting. So, one of the things that is of consequence about this, zombie apocalypse is that a trip that Rebecca and I had planned is getting canceled. And we had planned this trip, sort of spur of the moment, kind of, took advantage of an opportunity that was presented to us. And, it came at a time when she and I were in a great deal of tension with one another. Mm. And I kind of said, you know what? I think we ought to do this. I think we ought to do this adventure together. And she was unsure. And then, you know, as we deliberated a little bit, she finally came back and said, "I'm in, let's do it." It wasn't as immediate, say, as Ryan's response, but it was as committed. And to me, that completely changed the tone of our relationship over the last month. I mean, just we are in such a much sort of less tense place, but also just more connected place. And I almost feel like I've already gotten the benefit of the trip. Like the trip itself is arbitrary given what the turning toward actually accomplished, you know? And so I completely understand what you were feeling, because I had a similar experience. And while I'm bummed not to make this trip, I do think like we're in a better position now to kind of take advantage of what adventures do we want to take that we're maybe even more proactive about, because again, this was more of a sort of a seizing an opportunity.
Minute. Yeah.
But I get it, man. I think there's something to be said for, you know, the power of really just sort of aligning with your partner, in the face of whether it's traumatic scenario or exciting scenario. Like, there's something really powerful about it. Incidentally, last night we watched, Mr. and Mrs. Smith. When's the last time you watched this movie?
You know what? It actually wasn't too long ago. Mostly because I think Angelina Jolie looks super hot running around in a men's white button down, and a pair of, what are they, like hunter boots? Like she just looks incredible in that. And I don't mind, you know, watching her run around like that for half the movie. Anyway.
Yeah. I thought the movie was about 20 minutes too long, at least in terms of what I remembered. But the last 20 minutes is the two of them united against a common enemy. It's the two of them sort of having spent most of the movie villainizing each other, either subtly inside of their marriage or even like as assassins. And then the last 20 minutes is them kind of united together. And then, of course, the last scene is him, you know, he's like, "Ask me the sex question again." And he flashes the 10, right? He's like, 10. because again, this is just really powerful thing that happens when you can kind of combine against a common enemy. So,
yeah. And what you're saying is basically like this common enemy at the moment is honestly, I mean, it kind of feels like the common enemy, it could be your neighbors. Like they are the ones that are going to infect you. The common enemy is this C virus. It's the zombie apocalypse, whatever it might be. And I know that this can be one of the most stressful times. When I heard about all these school systems shutting down, my brain wanted to try and solve the problem of what the hell is our economy going to do? Like, what is going to happen with all of these kids home from school? There's going to be a ton of kids that are going to be home without parental supervision because parents still have to go to work. I'm pretty sure I'm going to start investing heavily in stock that is around like Netflix and Disney Plus and Hulu, because I'm fairly certain that that's going to be what's going to be babysitting our children for the next 6 weeks.
By the way, for real, if you have money to burn, you ought to send it. You ought to send it to our mutual friend who is ravaging the stock market right now. He just collected.
Oh, is he really?
Yeah, he just collected a bunch of money from a bunch of his like friends. I think he's got something in the neighborhood of like $25,000 that he's collected, and he's just he's just pounding it. I mean, every day he sends us an update about our gains, but he's playing on fear and trauma, right? I mean,
He's invested in Purell. He's been invested in Lysol wipes.
Oh, it's more complex than that. But yeah. As you might imagine, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
It's not like he's doing the simple thing. He's doing the deep, deep, complex thing. So any of you who are looking for investment advice,
send us an email. Yeah. We'll set up a PayPal account. You can just send the money directly to us. We'll be sure to get it to him. I swear.
I do want to say, like, the other thing is, okay, two things. One is I told Abby, I said, you should start your nanny agency right now. Like 100%. I am running a nanny agency between now and the end of the school closure and just see how much you can, you know, make. But again, there's this question about whether or not that's irresponsible. I mean, this whole thing is about social isolation and is really frustrating for people who are prone to be in relationships. I mean, so I think in terms of the common enemy, I don't have a sense, at least in my neighborhood, that it's my neighbor, right? I feel like more likely it's the common, it's the shared anxiety or the the unknowing about, you know, what's real information, where is it coming from, how do you make it work? And again, I think just finding a way to align to your partner, particularly if they're the more anxious one, is the way that you leverage that.
Yeah. I think this really could be an opportunity. It's funny. I got a text message from my girlfriend and she said, I can't wait for 9 months to be around and just like see how many babies are born in 9 months because everybody is in this like social isolation. Everybody's home. They're stressed out. They're like, wow, what should we do with our time? Well, I guess we'll just have more sex. Babies will be born nine months from now.
Yeah, that's going to be weird, right? Is there going to be a whole bunch of babies in 9 months?
And we're going to call them like the sea babies or something like that.
Zombie babies. Yeah. At the same time, my wife won't even kiss me. She's like, you might have it. I'm like, I have it, you have it.
Yep, exactly. I'm starting to look at these little things. Like I went into my son's room and I grabbed my water bottle that I had given him a couple days ago. And I looked at the water bottle and I was like, it's infected. I need to wash everything with bleach and I need to wipe down every surface. And anyway, my husband was leaving to go hit golf balls and he dodged my lip kiss and went for the cheek. And I looked at him, I was like, what is happening? Are you dodging? I mean, we share a freaking toothbrush, dude. Like,
I thought about your toothbrush the other day. I was like, are they going to get an extra toothbrush now?
Well, I mean, okay, we have multiple toothbrushes. They just don't belong. The only person who owns his own toothbrush is Holden. I rarely brush my teeth with Holden's toothbrush, but we have multiple toothbrushes.
That's really good of you. I'm such a good mom. I rarely brush my teeth with my teeth.
I've been volunteering at Holden School in the lunch area just to understand the school program and all of this. And she has this bucket. And for those of you who work in the restaurant industry, you know, like the bucket with bleach, the bleach bucket. And I just kept thinking, I need to just bring it back to basics, like restaurant quality basics of having a bleach bucket in like the house. And I just, from time to time, wipe down all the surfaces. I'm probably just going crazy and I need to just, you know, get sleep, go back to the basics, get sleep, wash my hands, drink water. Eat good food, take care of my immune system, those types. My hands are raw and cracking, by the way, because I've been washing them so much.
Hey,
this might be a good
thing. I kind of feel the same way. I've been doing a lot of looking at my hands recently. I'm not sure. I think it's because I'm typing a lot more lately. I've got a lot.
That's good. Good sign. And
my hands, they look old. Like it's really wild. Yeah. I'm like, whose hands are those? They're my hands, but it's...
So what part is old? Because I'm also have been looking at my hands thinking the same thing.
Here's what I think. My hands look like my mom's hands is what I'm now kind of like, oh, those look like my mom's hands. Just wrinkly and, you know, kind of.
Do you have age spots on them yet?
No.
Yeah. So I don't have age spots on my hands, but I definitely, when I hold my hands out in front of me, my hands are wrinkled. And so I've been really obsessing about lotion lately, thinking it's just because they're dry. And I think it's also just because I'm getting older.
You remember the Neverending Story, that movie? These used to be such big, strong hands kind of thing. Remember that?
No. The Neverending Story scared me. What's the big dog? The dog scared me, so I never watched it.
It's a dragon.
Okay, the dog dragon. It was clearly a dog. It was like
a flying dragon with a dog's face.
All right.
But the worst part is when that horse drowns in the mud.
I don't even know what you're talking about. This is why.
Watch it with horse.
You probably know this, guys. This is something exciting. Can we tell them what we're going to be doing with, you know?
As long as you're getting on a plane. I'm getting on a plane.
I'm getting on a plane.
All right. Yeah.
Okay. So here's something really exciting. So Zach and I are going to go down to LA and we're going to shoot for Vanity Fair. It's like actually going to happen, which is so exciting. And anyway, yeah, exactly. Pending that I'm not being greeted at the airport by Tom Hanks, which I wouldn't mind, but except for he's going to be with Wilson for a while. We're filling out this document and I won't tell you why we're filling out this document, but I'm having to recall a bunch of Disney movies. There are so many movies that were on that document that I have never seen the Disney movies. I don't think I paid any attention.
Yeah.
I would say at least a solid 30 to 40% of those movies out of 22 of them I've never seen ever. Yeah.
But anyway, we're going to be on YouTube. We're going to be YouTube famous before too long.
Totally. We're going to have at least 1 million, 2 million views. So let's figure out what to do with our hands when we're on film so that they are either like hidden. Just
touch my face.
Don't touch
your face. I'm going to scratch my beard. Hey, if you're still listening to us talk, I hope that you're having some relief from the
the coronavirus. That was the goal. If we had started off and just said, hey, we're going to offer zero advice, there's going to be zero education, you're not going to walk away from this any smarter, but I sure as hell hope that you forgot about your problems for 23 minutes. Just saying.
Also, definitely think about, like, how is it that you can be turning toward your loved ones?
Okay. There was a little bit. We dabbled for 2 minutes.
Holding them tight in this period.
Mm-hmm. Hold them tight, but don't swap any saliva. Don't cough in their face.
Hold them tight, but don't touch their face.
And when you're done, hey, should we be washing our bodies from head to toe with antibacterial soap? I'm just curious about that part.
I don't know, but I wanted to tell you when we were talking about the toothbrush, I don't think I told you this. I installed a water pick in my shower.
No, it's mounted.
No, it's like part of the, the head thing, right? Like, so I just redirect the water to the water pick and then I just use it in my mouth instead of, and it's really cool. It's fun.
I'm so awful. I'm just imagining shower heads are now getting a tighter, smaller spray. Anyway, never mind. My brain went there as a female, but I don't know what a water pick looks like. I know what it
is. Use it as on your teeth.
Okay.
And he like shoots the water into your gums to make
it's
your gums
supposed
healthy.
To go like between your teeth, right?
Yeah. It's like flossing, but it's water.
You've always been really concerned about your dental hygiene.
Sort of.
Like being on a roll of like flossing every single day. And
yeah.
Hey, let's land this plane. Let's do it.
Hey, also, I think maybe one thing that got lost in your story was this thing that you were doing in Salt Lake that we've been advertising. You're not doing that anymore.
Yeah, it's true. So we've decided not to gather people in a small confined space for the weekend do a couples workshop. But what we will be doing is if you have registered for the couples workshop, we have many of them coming up. I think the next one's probably in June. So you don't have to, or maybe even April. So we'll just roll registration into April. One thing that is really exciting that you will not get infection by communicating with other people is we have another Epic Wives experiment coming up, which is pretty cool. So I would say if you've heard us talk about the Epic Wives experiment, we're going to start a new group. It's a month-long program for women to go through it's an experiment, but you can register by going to laurasexperiment.com, and you have to register before May 17th because we will be doing, we start May 18th. So that's one cool thing that we can really look forward to.
May 18th was the day of my prom, my senior prom.
Yeah, your brain, the way that it remembers numbers is just like my husband's.
I didn't go to my prom. I went to Pigeon Forge, Tennessee, and went to Dollywood. Did I tell you that story ever?
No.
Another time.
I'm on the edge of my seat, Zach. I can't wait.
All right.
Landing.
Yeah. All right. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Thanks so much for listening to this episode of Marriage Therapy Radio. Just as a reminder, we have our Marriage in Motion video series for couples. You can find it by going to our website, marriagetherapyradio.com. Up at the top, there's a tab that says products. If you scroll down to Marriage in Motion, you will find our video series for couples, 16 videos with accompanying activity sheets. It could get you through the next 4 months if you're going one video at a time each week. Anyway, if you're interested, we have a few promo codes that are still active right now. COVID, COVID is your promo code to get $200 off the video series. But if that's not in the cards for you right now and you need to put in the promo code FREE, F-R-E-E, you can get the entire video series for free. Just as a reminder, we're doing this as a service to you and a service to others. 50% of all of our proceeds earned go to the Domestic Violence Hotline. Thank you so much for all of your time and your attention, making your relationship better today than it was yesterday.
Seeking the truth never gets old. Introducing June's Journey, the free-to-play mobile game that will immerse you in a thrilling murder mystery. Join June Parker as she uncovers hidden objects and clues to solve her sister's death in a beautifully illustrated world set in the roaring 20s. With new chapters added every week, the excitement never ends. Download June's Journey now on your Android or iOS device, or play on PC through Facebook Games.